Today at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington, D.C., thousands of people are attending Memorial Day ceremonies that include the scattering of rose petals. That's a traditional tribute to the war dead. But even on an ordinary day, what transpires at the National Cemetery is profoundly elegant and quintessentially American. Just a few days ago, on a windy afternoon, we met up with two brothers from Switzerland, one of them a Swiss soldier, just inside the entrance. They had kids in strollers. Both brothers believe this landmark is a reflection of what Americans value.
I think it's really the emotion that it's been creating here. It seems to be American for us, because we don't have this honoring of people as it's done like here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the heroism, I don't think it exists in a way that it exists here in the U.S. When we were kids, we were in Normandy, and there it's incredible because you have the cemetery from the Germans and etc., and you have the U.S. cemetery, and it's really the U.S. cemetery is the only one that is really beautiful with nice grass, and I think there you can really see the differences of the cultures and how you pay respect to your soldiers and the people that served.
Walk a little deeper into the cemetery and you hear two sounds that you can't avoid. Military and commercial planes overhead and cranes on the ground. Arlington is an active burial site. This day and just about every other day, Darrell Stafford's crew prepares a soldier's final resting place.
Today was an easy day. We done 19 today, but it varies between 25 to 30 per day.
And are most of them young vets, old vets?
It's a mixture. With the wars going on, we get young guys, 21, 25 years old, 30 years old. A lot of the World War II veterans are passing away now, so you got them in the 70s, 80s, 90s.
He's not cavalier about his job. The hardest part is burying a young person.
The best part is comforting the families that their last time together with their loved one was a special time, and it was done well.
Section 60 is filling up fast. It's where vets from World War II through the Iraq and Afghanistan wars are being buried, more than 900 of them so far. The author Robert Poole notes in his book called Section 60 that normal life continues here on the home front without the shared sacrifice of war taxes, gas rationing, or draft notices. But Section 60 at Arlington National Cemetery is one of the few places Americans can come face to face with the fact that we've been at war. On this particular afternoon, it was so quiet in Section 60, it was a surprise to hear the happy hollering of two young boys and their little sister. They introduced themselves.
My name's Tyler.
Tyler.
Joe.
Joe.
My real name is Joseph.
Joseph.
And Annalise.
Annalise, Tyler, and Joseph were camped out at their dad's headstone with their mother, Carolyn, their aunt, Christine, and grandmother, Marcia West. They had chocolate cupcakes and a big balloon in the colors of camouflage. They were celebrating what would have been the 41st birthday of Matthew John West, the kid's dad and Marcia's son.
He was a staff sergeant in the Army.
My middle name's John, is just like my dad.
After your dad.
He was Army EOD. The bomb squad.
Explosive ordnance disposal.
Tell me about your husband.
He's an American hero, and he was a wonderful husband and godsend to me and the kids, and was taken away way too soon.
Can you tell me how he died?
Yes, he was in a truck that was hit by an IED on August 30th, 2010.
He was the best dad ever. He always played with us when he was home.
What would you play with him?
Baseball. Football, soccer.
Twice a year, Matthew West's family packs up the car and drives 16 hours from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, to visit his grave.
This is all what we have. This is what we get to do. This is where we get to be with him and the kids. This is what they know of their dad, Daddy's Stone.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all appreciate
we love
that.
To talk about him. We always want to speak his name.
Matthew John West.
The family of Matthew John West on just an ordinary day at Arlington National Cemetery.